My new book, Facts That Aren't True, is out now. Don't forget about my other book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions. Click the link in the description now.
Do you believe in a God that existed forever, but also for no amount of time, because he's outside of time? He exists in no place, but also exists everywhere, but he doesn't actually have a location. And then you also believe that this God is all good, but if I read you a bunch of stuff that he did, you're going to say, no, those things are actually good that he did it. So like, when I say that, like, he said you should execute women for not bleeding on their wedding night because that means that they're actually not virgins, that's not good. And I don't think that you think that's good. That's the definition of injustice. Injustice is punishing people for crimes they never committed. And only about half of women actually bleed the first time they do the deed. Physiologically, we know that a number of these women being executed would have been innocent.
I've heard you say this before with other people, but what you got to take in consideration is, just because you have a book and you have different people that write this stuff down, God gives us free will and we all interpret spirituality different. If God's telling us something in the spirit, we might think it means something. And in reflection, he's trying to tell us something else.
And give me the alternative interpretation.
Through time and translation and place on the earth and culture is turned into something else. But I hear what you're saying. That's kind of
Well, let me read the passage for you. You can tell me what it's supposed to mean. Sorry, Eric, what are you going to say?
I was just going to say, what could God have meant by, if you suspect your bride isn't a virgin on your wedding night and you discover that she's not, then kill her? What did he mean by that? Because the next verse doesn't say JKLOLNVM.
Well, you know, in a lot of sense, I think that some of this stuff is interpreted differently, because how do I know he's not talking about a virgin, not an actual virgin, but a virgin? I mean, that sounds very close to the same.
No, virgin. That's English.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
This is written in Hebrew.
I know what you're saying, but it's kind of
there's no wordplay in Hebrew.
That's like I say that if I take in consideration a religion and the version of it has no true source of life, then I should not accept that as my bride or my understanding or with my relationship with God. So you gotta know how to spirituality understand this stuff. You can't just
What is it doing?
You can't just take
crazy.
This stuff. You can't just
right,
take
so
this
I'm
stuff.
Gonna, are you saying I'm gonna she's read a you Nephilim? The passage. That, I mean, it sounds a little bit like that, yeah. So I want you to give me the spiritual interpretation of this passage. I want to know what the Holy Spirit tells you. It says, suppose a man marries a woman, but after going into her, dislikes her. What's that mean?
No, I mean, let's read further so maybe I can
it says,
read further into
suppose it. A man marries a woman, but after going into her, dislikes her and makes up charges against her, slandering her by saying, I married this woman, but when I lay with her, I did not find evidence of her virginity. Is that a metaphor for something spiritual?
Yeah, because I mean, it ain't always got to be something sexual, because what if I get close to a girl? What if I get close to a girl, find out more about her, and I realize that we don't have as much in common as I thought we did? Then I know that our relationship might not go as far as if I find someone that I have more in common ground with.
All right, there's more. There's
Chris,
more.
Go up to a girl at the bar and be like, "Hey, I'd like to go into you." And then, actually, don't do that. But if you did that, how many times out of 100 do you think the girl would be like, "Oh, you want to get to know me better? Okay." Zero? Probably zero.
Well, I mean, this is this is stuff that God tries to tell us, basic information about, you know, resources around us on how, you know, to better endure our life here on this planet.
Chris, you got caught lying, because if you just read
okay,
like two
hear,
more
let's
verses,
hear it again, man. Let's hear it.
If you just if you just read two more verses, it turns out that she's being accused of not being a virgin because she didn't bleed, which is why it says they're going to bring evidence to the elders at the city gate. It says, here is the evidence of my daughter's virginity. Then they will spread out the cloth before the elders of the town. Give me the spiritual interpretation of that.
Well. I hear what you're saying, man. If I was to read that black and white, word for word, I see what you're saying. But, you know, are we there? Are we with the person that wrote this down?
Is God's word eternal?
Okay, let's say that we're recording everything that's happening around us right now. You know, the war with Russia and Ukraine, this and that, everything that's going on. And I put it into word and I put the word iBible in it. Later on in life, people find it. Does they think that my affiliation with the world that's going on around me, is that all God inspired? Just because my name and date of birth and reflection of the word of God, I Bible.
Is the Bible the word of God?
Does that mean I'm evil, or the God focus, that has presented
focus,
the,
Chris,
the
we're not,
future
we're not
to
talking
me
about
before
you.
It even happened is evil?
Chris, we're not talking, not everything's about you. I know Christians think it's always about them.
I'm giving you inspiration
we're talking about, though. We're talking about your Bible. Did your God utter the words that the Bible says he uttered?
Well, I think someone recorded something that was going on around him, and you're taking it
right
into this day.
It's a yes or no question. When the Bible says
that
God
about an eternal being who knows.
Chris, it's very easy. When the Bible says that God spoke to the Israelites and or Moses and said, give them these laws. Did that happen? Can we trust that the Bible is true when it says that? And this is just a yes or a no, or it could be a maybe, but this doesn't require a sermon. He's muted. I'm sure he's still yapping. Yeah.
Gotta unmute yourself, Christopher.
See if the Holy Spirit can give him the power.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
I can't say I can't say what God or God doesn't do.
So I'm saying what the Bible says. The Bible says that God gave the laws. So I'm asking you, when the Bible says that God gave the laws, is it true?
I think God has give people inspiration of the best direction of way to take, you know, their life.
Funny that wasn't my question. My question is, did God give the laws that the Bible says God gave?
Yeah, I can't speak for God.
So I don't know. The question's I don't know. So could you imagine, Eric, someone giving you a book and saying, this is the word of God and that you need to believe in the God of this book. And then you ask them, oh, well, where'd the book come from? Like, well, it came from God. Okay, so everything here is from God. Well, no, not everything is in there from God. Well, what the fuck part of it came from God? That's the important part. I want to know, if God said a thing, can I know what that thing is?
I mean, he made our argument about what the Bible really is so well. He said, well, fallible men wrote those words. That verse you showed him that he really doesn't like, that was written by, we don't know that wasn't written by fallible men. Yeah, we think the entire thing is structured that way. And I mean, if you're going to undermine one passage, then why not undermine 10 or 100 or 10,000? Passages. You're just going to draw the line at what your personal preferences are. And that's how that always works when you presuppose that God is the source of good. So all the stuff that you intuit as good are from God, and all the stuff that you intuit are bad. Well, fallible men wrote that. But what's more likely? A perfect being allowed his name to be sullied by fallible men writing this book, or that the whole thing is made up?
I think that God, being the being he is, no man can make him infallible. You could say what you want. You could put it in any book you want. There's nothing you can do to change a supernatural being like him. You can't say he's bad just because this, just because that. It don't matter. You're going to die. He's going to keep on being.
How do you know God is good?
What I'm telling you, though, is I know a being who told me the future before it even happened.
But Chris, listen to my question. Okay, how do you know that God is good?
Because you say this like you're a professional in creation. Like, you know what it takes to keep.
I'm not talking about creation.
A solar system.
Chris, well, I'm not talking about any of that. I asked you, how do you know God is good?
Well, the reason I say that is because I've heard you say before, like, well, what about these storms that hurricanes that go in?
I know you're trying to get around my conversation, but you're never going to be able to do it. Just answer the question.
Because
how do you know God is good?
But here's how I know God's good, because my boundaries, my understandings don't have the same level as God does. I'm a human.
How do you know
I have
that?
Limitations. Huh?
I said, how do you know that?
How do I know I have limitations?
No. How do you know that you can't understand God's goodness?
I can't even tell you what's going to happen 5 minutes from now.
We're not talking about predicting the future. We're talking about whether or not the thing is good.
Okay, here's another reflection for you.
Just because you had a hallucination doesn't mean that the God that gave you the hallucination is good.
I promise you.
So I'm trying to figure out how you know that this God is good.
Well, you know, it depends on, you know, go back to the Genesis and Garden of Eden. You know, who are we to decide what's good and what's bad? What you consider bad.
You already said we can't trust what the Bible says.
You already judged the Bible to be bad and said that part of the Bible wasn't from God.
Right.
You do this all the time.
I said I can't judge.
Oh, have you
God.
Talked to Chris before? Listen,
no.
You already said that the Bible isn't reliable. So now you can't appeal to the Bible to say that God is good. So without appealing to the Bible, is there a way to know that God is good?
Well, I just showed you my word to God. It's iBible.
Okay.
Can you say it's not good? Hey, can you say that?
You did bananagrams.
Can you say that wind's not good?
I'll congratulate you. Yes, you did really good on your bananagrams, but I don't think that has anything to do with whether or not God is real or whether or not God is good. But I think that this conversation has probably run its course. Eric, should we get our next guest?
Yeah, probably.